Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for Tuesday, November 5th, 2024, otherwise known as Election Day 2024. Yeah, that's right, Election Day 2024. That is today, by the way, guys. Who do you think is going to win? Kamala Harris or Donald Trump? Who do you think is going to win? Well, from what I saw on the map online, it's going to be a close call. It could very well be Kamala Harris. There's been a little bit more Democrats than Republicans. Although there has, between the change of 2020 and 2024, there was some changes with Republicans and less Democrats. But that's just very little change between 2020 and 2024. That's just in very little states. I think that was just in, like, maybe California and Texas. I don't know. Meh. But, yeah, but there you go. But like I said, it's going to be a close call. I think it's going to be Kamala Harris. It's going to be a close call. It could be Kamala Harris. It could be Trump. But it's going to be a close call. It's going to be kind of like the, almost going to be like the 2016 and 2020 elections in a way. It's going to be a very close call. So, yeah. But that's the problem with the election results, is it usually tends to be a close call. And sometimes it does take them a while to call it. So, yeah. Anyway, enough of all that. For our first segment, we're going to go ahead and read the weather, guys. How about that? We'll just read it from AccuWeather. Might as well. We'll save AP News for later. Here's your weather for today. Mostly cloudy with a passing shower, but it's no big weather hindrances if you're heading out to vote. Obviously. It's a high of 55. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 40. Here's the current weather as of 8:02 a.m., so this was updated just a minute ago. It's 41 degrees outside Fahrenheit, real feel 43, mostly cloudy. Real feel shade is also 43, obviously. Wind is southwest 2 miles per hour. Wind gusts are 3 miles per hour, and the air quality is fair. That's kind of unfortunate for Aunt Lou, which I just realized just walked into the door. Was I think it was Aunt Lou. But anyway, for now, we'll do our 3-day forecast, so that way we'll have time for AP News. So we can read election news story. Folks. Today, on November 5th, the election day, obviously. 55 high, 40 low, mostly cloudy with a shower. Tonight, mostly cloudy with 80% chance of precipitation. So, boo! Wednesday, November 6th, that's tomorrow, by the way, mostly sunny, clear. 55 high, 36 low. And Thursday, 56 high. This is on Thursday, by the way. It'll be plenty of sunshine. And partly cloudy during the nighttime, 56 high and 39 low. And, you know, let's just read the football day, which would be Friday. This is football day, by the way. 58 high, 47 low, thickening clouds, cloudy and becoming rainy later tonight. So that's going to be kind of unfortunate for the football game because it takes place in the night. So that's unfortunate. But it only says a 25% chance of precipitation, but that doesn't mean it'll change, though. Oh, well. Anyway, we're going to go with AP News now and see if we can read ourselves election story. Let's see what we got here. Let's just read, America reaches election day in a stark choice between Trump and Harris. But it's going to be a close call, though. How long is the story? It's probably going to be a very long one. Yeah, this is a very long one. I'm going to read a partial of it, but I'm not even going to post it on our Twitter feed because, of course, with it now being known as X, we don't really post anything there now, but, I'll read some of this at the very least. This is from Washington, obviously, a presidential campaign marked by upheaval and rancor approached its finale on Election Day as Americans decide whether to send Donald Trump back to the White House or to elevate Kamala Harris to the Oval Office. Wow. Voters have faced a stark choice between two candidates who have offered drastically different temperaments and visions for the world's largest economy and dominant military power. Tens of millions of Americans cast early ballots, voting by mail or in person prior to Tuesday. Those voting on Election Day mostly encountered a smooth process around the country, with isolated reports of some hiccups that regularly happen, including long lines, technical issues, and ballot printing errors. Well, that's not their fault. That's the computer's fault. Harris, the Democratic vice president, stands to be the first female president if elected. If only it was Hillary Clinton. She has promised to work across the aisle to tackle economic worries and other issues without radically departing from the course set by President Joe Biden, thank God. Trump, the Republican former president, has vowed to replace thousands of federal workers with loyalists, along with imposing sleeping tariffs on allies and foes alike, and staged the largest deportation operation in U.S. history. Well, it's more than just that, guys. You don't know it, do you? The two candidates spent the waning hours of the campaign overlapping in Pennsylvania, the biggest battleground state. They were trying to energize their bases as well as Americans still on the fence or debating whether to vote at all. In Scranton, Pennsylvania, Lisa Forrett arrived at her polling location in a wheelchair and not feeling well. But she ventured out anyway just to vote for Harris, at least. Alright, so I think we'll just stop it here, guys. Again, this is just, that's all I can really read. It's a long story, so, and we're getting close to the end of this segment. This is usually when I put my commercial in, so we'll probably have to stop it here, guys. I'm so sorry. I would post this to the Twitter feed, but, as you recall, Twitter has really became a nightmare for me. I can not get the life of me how to use it anymore. I mean, I can use it, but it's just not really my favorite site to go to anymore. It's just not really my favorite site now, really. It really isn't. I'm sorry to say. It used to be before Elon Musk bought out, but oh well. But it is what it is, guys. What are you gonna do? There's always Facebook and Instagram, I guess you could say. Anyway, I'm playing this commercial now, and you got 3 minutes right there, of course. And now we're gonna go to the music section now to put music in. And we're gonna put some music in, of course. You already knew that. what should I put in, of course? Let's put in Sweet Dreams Are Made of This by the Eurythmics. What else? Mouth is starting to get a lot of thing in there. Weird. And we'll play One More Night by Maroon 5. And that'll cut pretty close. Alright. So, there you go. Anyway, I'm not sure when I'm supposed to start this. If I had to guess, like, probably right now at this point, but coming up in the next segment is Food Talk, by the way. So don't go away. We'll be right back right after this with Food Talk. Don't go away. Yep. This by the Eurythmics, right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Alright, so now we're going to do food talk now. So here we go. I think for a change, let's read one of the trending recipes. Let's see what we got here. Let's just view all. Okay, we're searching. Bourbon chicken. Actually, let's just search something in general. So I think it recommends you do that. Here's what we have to make. What I want to make. I guess you could say it away. Hot chocolate. I just made hot chocolate earlier, so let's see if we can find any hot chocolate recipes. But then again, I don't think I found any, but there might be some now. The hell I doubt there is some, but I just want to confirm it. Okay, there is some. I don't know why there wasn't any before last time. Maybe I just didn't put my keywords in right the last time, if I had a guess. That happens sometimes. Oh, check this out. Caramel hot chocolate, but first, let's read something really nice. Mexican hot chocolate. This is quite popular among some people. It's a wonderful comfort drink. It's also a community pick, too, by the way, which is really nice. You can't go wrong without a food.com community pick. It's ready in 25 minutes. It serves free. There's 5 ingredients. Here's what you need. You need 4 tablespoons of sugar, 3 tablespoons of cocoa, probably cocoa powder if I had a guess, a half teaspoon of ground cinnamon, 2 1/3 cups of milk, and a half teaspoon of vanilla extract. Now here's your directions. There's 5 simple steps. First, you want to combine the sugar, cocoa, and cinnamon in a small heavy-duty saucepan. Gradually stir in the milk. Then, warm over the medium heat, stirring constantly until it's hot. But you don't want to boil it, though. Remove it from the heat, but stir in the vanilla. Beat it with a wire whisk until it's frothy and serve it. There you go. There's also a question here, a reply, that says, would you need to change anything for like 20 or over people? Oh yeah, click the service free, change the free to 20. That should double the amounts. In fact, I've never tried that before on here. In fact, let's see what that does. Whoa, why did this... Oh, okay, I see. It needs to update the page. Okay, I see. So let's just go back twice and go back where we were before. Because I think what it's trying to do is it has to refresh the page. Okay, add the new stuff on it. But that can be kind of annoying sometimes when people have to click on the plus sign. And it just updates it, but then it refreshes the whole thing and boots you back to the top. That's so annoying, but whatever. Anyway, on to another recipe. Let's move on to another recipe for the adults out there, like over 18 or preferably 21 if you're in the United States. Adult hot chocolate. This is for only adults 21 and over, by the way, guys. None for you kids age under 21. So, believe it or not, I can have it, but technically I can, but I can't because of my medicine, so yeah, that's a double-edged sword there. But anyway, this is minty, chocolatey, and warm. It's from the Complete Bartender. It's ready in 5 minutes. It serves just one. It's free ingredients. All you need is a 8-ounce hot cocoa that's already made. 1.5 ounces of peppermint schnapps, whatever that is. If I had to guess, that's what the thing gets referred to. And whipped cream. That is optional, though. You don't need it, but it's pretty cool. First, you want to pour the schnapps into the warm mug. If I had to guess, that's probably the alcohol thing, or whatever it's called. Add the hot chocolate, and then top it with the whipped cream if desired. Those are your simple free steps right there. So it's a very quick recipe. But yeah, that's adult hot chocolate, and it's from the Complete Bartender. Now it's time for one more hot chocolate recipe. We're gonna do Dreamy Creamy Hot Chocolate. Paula Dean, wonder what this is. I saw Paula make this, and I just had to try it. It's really good. You remember Paula Dean, everyone? I forget her. I forget what she looked like, but I'll probably look her up later. But I do remember her slightly. I think she was one of the people that were on, like, the Food Network, if I'm not mistaken. But this recipe is ready in 15 minutes. It serves 6 ingredients. Here's what you need. 1 14-ounce can of sweetened condensed milk. 1/2 cup of unsweetened cocoa, believe it or not, because it's going to be with the sweetened condensed milk. After that, you'll also need 1.5 teaspoons of vanilla extract, 1/8 teaspoon of salt, 6.5 cups of hot water, and mini marshmallows if you want them. You don't have to have them, but they're pretty cool. Here's the directions. In a large saucepan, combine the sweetened condensed milk, cocoa, vanilla, and salt, and mix it well. Over medium heat, slowly stir in the water, heat thorough, stirring occasionally. And do not, I repeat, do not boil, because this is the most important part. Remember the Mexican hot chocolate recipe also told us not to do this either. Then top with marshmallows if desired, if you want them, that is. I think it's pretty cool, but if you don't want them or are allergic to them, which most people aren't, but if you are, you don't need them, but they're pretty cool, I'll admit that. And then you can store them in the refrigerator up to 5 days. You can mix them well and reheat before a serving, which is really nice. Apparently you can throw it all in the crock pot too, which is really cool. Anyway, those are your free hot chocolate recipes of the morning, guys. Really nice, ain't it? And for our next segment, you probably already guessed it, we're going to do TMZ. Celebrity News, that is. At 8:40, that is. But before we can do that, we're going to have to put the commercial in first. Because that is just how the way things are. So let's do that. And then we'll put our music in, and then we can go ahead and take that break, and then we can go on to TMZ. So, yeah. Cool. But anyway, there's the break there. Now on for the music. Let's see what music we have here. Let's play something different. Let's play Dua Lipa Houdini. Let's have a little bit more different variety to the station. Let's play Dua Lipa Houdini. And then after that, I'm trying to think here. That would be about 6 minutes. I'll have to be a 4 minute song if I had to guess. Want to save Die With a Smile for later, so probably not Fast Car. Yeah, we could play Uptown Funk, but I'm afraid that's going to run over, though. Because it's over 4 minutes, almost. That was just me scrolling down. Could do Counting Stars, but I'd like to save that for later, too. Yeah, we could do Tears for Fears, I guess. Or... might as well... Yeah, let's just do Tears for Fears. We're pretty much running low on time now. That's unfortunate. Last minute decision there. Anyway, like I said, coming up is TMZ Celebrity News. So there you go. So anyway, I guess coming up is TMZ Celebrity News after Tears for Fears and Dua Lipa with Everybody Wants to Rule the World and Houdini. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. Everybody Wants to Rule the World by Tears for Fears and Houdini by Dua Lipa right here on the Turkey Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Alright, so, yeah. Anyway, for our first story for TMZ Celebrity News, it's Dr. Dre. Sorry about that. Anyway, our first story for TMZ Celebrity News is Dr. Dre. Sorry about this. Call you bitch is not a threat. Claims Dr. Sophie is racist. What is this about? Dr. Dre admits using colorful language to chew out his ex-marriage counselor, but denies threatening him in any way and says that Dr. Charles Sophie only feels threatened because Dre is black now. Doctor to Doctor, Dre's official response to the lawsuit filed by his... Yep, okay, yeah. Dre's officially responding to the lawsuit filed by his former doctor, Sophie, who had counseled Dre and his then estranged wife, Nicole, prior to the divorce. In the suit, Sophie claimed Dre had fired off several threatening texts, accusing Sophie of turning Dre's kids against him. According to the docs, which were obtained by TMZ, Dre admits using crude language in some texts to Sophie, but says he never made any credible threat of future violence that would require Sophie to get a restraining order, which he did last month, that is. Dre also denies sending Sophie a text last month from a burner phone. One of those messages read, "What a little bitch you are." He says there would be no reason for him to switch to a burner phone when he had previously sent plenty of angry text messages from his regular phone. It's a good point, because in those texts that Dre said things like, "You're a piece of..." and "you with the wrong one." But further though, Dre says he had nothing to do with the fake FBI agent, Sophie claims, showed up at his house to intimidate him. But as for why Dr. Sophie is running so scared, though, the music mogul says it's for pure racism. In the docs, he says that Sophie's claim of emotional distress is really just him invoking the racist caricature that depicts a black man like, quote, Dre, as inherently violent. Dre believes Sophie showed him his racism when his lawsuit inexplicably linked him to the recent allegations against Diddy and the violent behavior of Dre's friends. Dre is asking the court to remove the temporary restraining order that Sophie got against him and deny him any future protective orders. So there you go. Moving along now. With Beyoncé, who's channeling Pamela Anderson in a new video and is urging the viewers to vote. Vote for who, though? Pamela Anderson? Beyoncé is using a jaw-dropping transformation in a new music video to encourage American fans, get out and vote, with Pamela Anderson as her ultimate muse. Check it out. The singer dropped a new visual for a cowboy Carter anthem, Bodyguard, on Monday, donning a variety of looks made famous by the Baywatch actress. It's on YouTube, by the way, called Baywatch, with E in the name. In fact, the chart topper is labeled Baywatch on YouTube, which is literally what I said, and features Beyoncé, quote-unquote, wearing the iconic red swimsuit worn by Pamela in the series. The singer also rocks a plunging black dress, knee-high boots, and arm-length gloves in their series of shots, which is definitely a clear take on Pam's assemble in Barbed Wire. But wearing this get-up, Beyoncé fires off a prop gun, popping out the word "vote" on a red flag, a clear acknowledgement of the video's Election Day message. Beyonce kept things sizzling also by wearing another one from all his famous outfits, her 1999 MTV Video Music Awards look, where she wore a giant pink fuzzy hat, white corset top, and shimmering leggings. This was posted on Instagram, by the way. Baleen Finn. Don't know where she wore it to, if I had to guess somewhere. I'm just... Oh, yeah, MTV. Music Television. Oh, wait a minute, no, that's the original one from 1999. Okay. Well, at least I think it's from 1999. Almost looked like Beyonce there. Well, it's pretty much the exact same thing, really. The singer signed off her video with two messages. Happy Baleen Halloween, a callback to last week's holiday, where she dressed as Prince, and another vote exhortation. While Beyonce doesn't name a particular candidate in her new music video, she did previously endorse Vice President Kamala Harris at the Democratic nominee's Houston rally neck last month, so I'm happy for that. And in her speech to the crowd, Beyonce declared she wasn't supporting Harris as a celebrity, but she was supporting it as a mother. Wow. Nice. She also added at the time, a mother who cares about the world our children live in, a world where we have the freedom to control our bodies, a world where we're not divided, our past or present or future. Beyonce joined a number of other stars who've spoken out in favor of Harris, including Taylor Swift, Lady Gaga, Katy Perry, John Legend, Dick Van Dyke, Kerry Washington, Jamie Lee Curtis, Billie Eilish, and Cardi B, among others. And guess what? Another person that will be endorsing Kamala Harris is me, Jesse Hackinson. There you go. Anyway, I think that might do it, actually. We got to read at least two stories, so that was good enough. So that's usually the average we usually read anyway. So that does make sense. But yes, I will be endorsing Kamala Harris. And voting for her, too. So there you go. Anyway, I guess we'll go ahead and put our commercial in now. Simple as that. And coming up in the next segment, we'll play Pokemon Go. Simple as that. So I figure out what music I gotta play. I'm probably, since we were talking about Beyonce earlier, seems only fair to actually play Beyonce. That would make sense. We'll play an older one, though, because I only have stuff from her early days, but it's nice, though. Beyonce's Halo. And then after that, we're going to play, actually, it's on the top, though, actually, because it's called A-ha, called Take On Me by A-ha. And, there's a funny story to this. Now, Beyonce Halo, it's just probably from a Now album or something like that, if I had to guess, it's a radio edit, but whatever. But here's the funny story about A-ha, Take On Me. It's from a soundtrack album, and here's the cool story about it. Pokemon, Mystery Dungeon, Gates to Infinity. But sad news, though, I can't play the game anymore, and you want to know why? Because I upgraded my computer from Windows 10 to Windows 11, so I can't really play the game that easily anymore, and besides, I couldn't play anyway once I had to reset the PC, because it was, like, freaking out, so I had no choice, but I had to reset reinstall the whole OS on my old computer anyway, so it wouldn't matter at all now. But, yeah. So that was kind of unfortunate. But anyway, enough of all that. Coming up is Pokemon Go. At 9 a.m., this is Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. That was Take On Me by A-ha and Beyonce Halo right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Alright, I'm so sorry I catch my breath there. I gotta get more exercise, guys. So, before we play Pokemon Go, I'm gonna have to catch my breath. Which is what I think I just did. We'll switch up from automated assisted. And now, I think at this point, I think I've recovered enough, so we can play Pokemon now. So here we go, finally. Minute late, but oh well. Because we only have 9 minutes, so might as well just go over, actually. Yeah, I think we'll just do that. Just to make up for it. Probably only feed in my one here. I don't think they're really killing any gyms, actually. Any at all, really. At least all my Phantom candy evolve a big one, but it doesn't matter, this one's only 2 stars. Damn it. Let me wait and see if anyone got, if there was anything about knocking out. That's all I could do is just go here and just do this. Nope. This stuff about need a tree. Wow. Weird. Huh. Then why do I even bother? But this is interesting, though. Check this out. 1-star raid. Beltane. I don't have it. But I would like to have it, though. I do have a remote pass, but I don't want to burn it off for 1-star. But I don't have this one, so let's just go ahead and do it anyway and do it on the air. I can always buy my remote pass later, I guess. I really would like to save it, but meh. Oh well. Man's gotta do what man's gotta do. It's gonna make me look for someone else, but who knows? Maybe someone will miraculously show up, or I could just hit ready later. You never know. It's possible. I guess while we're waiting here, I can heal up Pokemon. Yeah, I got someone can heal up. All I need was 2 potions. Okay, so Lou wanted to show up because he heard my voice, so there we go. I guess we'll just say we're on ready, I guess. That does make sense. Because after all, it's one I don't think we've caught before, right? I don't think it is. And believe it or not, I think this is still playing on VLC on my Mac, so she's probably hearing it. Yeah, go away, Facebook. Alright, here we go. I don't think we need party mode for this, because this is just a 1-star, so I'll probably buy my remote pass back to make up for it. See if I can get the final strike. Probably not, but it's okay, though. Maybe I got something else. Who knows? But it's a very easy fight, though, because it's just a 1-star. I got my golden raspberry back from a champ. And like I got the big one, even though he didn't fight, though. But we'll save it to make up for it. Alright, so yeah, that took 11 seconds. And now to catch the Pokemon. Ooh, that's a big one. 1326. Better dumb it down, then. Nice fro. Well, too bad for that Spirit Tomb challenge. First fro, it's done. And yep, it was a new one, just I fought. So that gives me an air Pokedex entry, obviously. Which is really nice. I think there was also, oh, where'd you at? Right there, there you are. Oh man, really, Professor? Well, first we gotta catch more Pekka first before we can do the box. So let me do the candy berry now. Ultra Ball. Ah! Still got 3 left, not the big. There we go. Hey, will it stay in? Yes, it will. All right, you can only get free now. Oh, come on, Facebook, go away. I want the 2-star. I'm just gonna throw it away, but I already have a 3-star, FYI. Clean the box. Clean the box. There we go. Maybe click on it twice. I think the first time just didn't register. Because my phone is quite weird sometimes. Like it always is. Let's use a great ball this time. So, yeah. That was a little bit more promising. It might just be in there crappy or 2-star if I had to guess. It probably is. Let's just confirm that, though. Yep. Bye-bye. Oh, boy. What you gonna do? I know I'm near Birch Park, but I don't really feel like scanning that, though. It's not worth my sanity. Alright, power up a Pokemon 3 times. That does make sense. Who am I gonna power up, though? Treats there. Let's see. How about my perfect Cyndaquil? That does make sense. Yeah, Cyndaquil P. Check this out. It's a perfect Cyndaquil. Yep, 4 stars. Yes. That's the keeper there. That's the one we're going to power up. Might as well turn that off. That, I think, is where the, were you already fed? Because I swore it was. Well, I haven't earned it. No, yeah, he was fed. If they knock him out, then I don't really care, though. It would be great to earn coins, at least. Yeah, that would be great, actually, because I need coins anyway, especially to get more remote passes anyway. Because that would help. And speaking of the devil, here's Cyndaquil. Need more candy from you, Cyndaquil, after I use the freaking thing for the Ultra Balls. Nice throw, darn it, but you get the idea, it should work. Actually, I stand correct. I should have said darn it. That time I said darn it. Because it broke free. Maybe we have to numb it down. Use a great ball. And this time it was a great throw for a great ball. It's not going to work, though. Nope. And my hopes are lost now because it ran away. So that just leaves Pidgey now on the map. We'll just get extra candy from you and just use a regular Pokeball. I don't even care if this sucker runs away. It can run away for all I care. Actually, I'm just gonna run away from it, actually. Because I think we're running low on time anyway, but I really... Let's just catch Totodile, I guess. This is an air one that just showed up recently. Maybe it will take the extra candy and be more appreciative than Cyndaquil was. If not, we'll probably have to use an incense. It doesn't look like they're taking the extra candy from me. Alright, let's just try doing the love berry then, darn it. What more would you want? Does he want that eater? I'm having the worst luck today, guys. Aren't we all? Alright, finally. It's a short one, though. A completely garbage one. Adios. Alright, let me buy a remote pass back. The free box. And there we go. anyway, I guess that's it for us, so we'll just close that off. Well, I didn't close it off, I just swiped it off, but it's still open. And we're going to put our commercial in. Now, we did go over, but what happened earlier was, I wasn't really paying attention to the time anyway, but what mattered was, I was out of breath earlier, and so, we're going to play just a 2-minute break this time, I guess, which I know is kind of dumb, but oh well. We usually play a 3-minute break, but oh well, we gotta do what we gotta do. I'm trying to think here. Berlin. Where's Berlin? It's under the bees. Of course it is. There it is, finally. It'll go all the way back up again. I'm probably have to play a 3-minute song. Maybe even short of that. Probably Beautiful Things. Yep, that might be what we'll have to play, guys. Anyway, coming up is Jesse Wild. Don't go away. Yep. Come on, Windows. That was Beautiful Things by Benson.
These beautiful things that I
love you for Top Gun by Berlin. Right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Alright. It's election day, and we're going to play as Jesse Wild 223 at 9:20 a.m. right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. More reasons to go wild. What's this about? Oh, the Pokemon Go Wild area for primal aversion, special backgrounds, all that good stuff. And, yeah, but it's a very expensive ticket, though, so you have to pay, like, $12 for it, I think. Let's catch ourselves a Gibble, guys. Yay! There's a new one, too. That's nice. Those six entries, guys. Oh. See what you're worth. Three stars, huh? Cool. Oh. Had to restart that for the, thing out there, because it was not playing for some reason. Weird. You see, I have this playing out in the living room from my Mac out here in my room, but it was the thing there, the time rotation was stuck there, so I had to restart it. But anyway, enough all that. And by the way, I do have this recording, but it's not on there. It's on the same computer that we're doing this on. It's all being recorded, so no interruptions at all. Nothing. We'll evolve that later. Let's see here. What's the most recent egg we have, if anything at all? Not really anything at all. I guess it has been October. I don't know. We got last year from November 4th. Let's have this one. See what it'll be. This is like a... Yeah, that's from bonus storage, it looks like. My brown found candy for me. That's wonderful. I thought I claimed that yesterday. Huh. Weird. Is there anything else I'm not aware of? Probably not. I think that was the last one. Yeah. Yep. Looks like it was. I might do a Shinx here on Jesse Wild, because I forget if... I don't think he has Shinx on here. Let me confirm that, though. Oh, no, he does. I just don't know if it's a heavy one, too, which is really nice. It's at least a 2-star. Where was it caught in? The Wild. Okay, on October 7th. Maybe we can get a free star for Jesse Wild, but I don't think he has a remote pass, so there you go. But we can buy one with enough coins, but it comes pretty, it's pretty expensive though. He only has 282 coins, but I think I did expand his bag or whatever. Yeah, he doesn't have one. Darn it. But I think we're gonna do it anyway. I mean, might as well, if we want the Shinx, we might as well have to do it anyway. Let's just get the free box first, because that doesn't cost anything at all. But now, the part we'll dread, the remote raid pass. Okay, that didn't cost too much. I thought we had much less than that, but we have much less than 87. They used to have a boost box for 95, but that isn't the case anymore. That might have been on sale, I can't remember. Anyway, on to the raid now. We're gonna do another raid, obviously, funnily enough. Yeah. And actually, I can probably do this on my phone, too, actually. Actually, no, I can't, because, yeah. I don't want to have to burn off my second one for a one star, but, there you go. But I just want to get this on the Yo account for a change, and I'm not going to invite anyone, obviously. Did I have anyone healed? No, I didn't. Did I have to revive anyone? Nope, I think everyone was healed, so, I'm gonna borrow the star piece, don't need the TMs or anything, let's just say I'm ready and be done with it. Cause I don't think I'll need any help with this one. It seems simple enough to deal with rock and ground types, obviously. A little lag there, but oh well. Let's get over with. Yep, just I thought it's super effective. Okay, that might have done it. I think it did. It did, yes, yeah, because it's shrinking. Alright, so that is it. Yes, I won. I knew that. And also, there was a mission for two raids, so there you go. We'll just save that. Why not? We'll get 18 balls to work with, of course, because of how fast we went. Let's see here. Let's just try the candy berry. Why not? Ooh, I don't know why it likes to do that. I just don't think I did that right. It's okay, though. And I guess that was my last candy berry. But we're not out of the woods yet. Let's try the silver candy berry. Which will not only give us more candy, but also make it easier to catch, too. Which is really nice. Don't know why I didn't think about this before. There we go. That's what we want to see. That's even heavier and taller than the other one. And it's a free star too, which is really nice. So that's definitely a keeper. And while we're at it, we'll go ahead and claim the two raids missions while we're at it. More Pekko. Almost blacked out there for a second, but immediately went away, though. See if you're okay with the silver berry, too. We'll use a great ball just in case. It probably won't stay in, but certainly worth a try. Okay, it did stay in. And I don't think I've caught this on this account before. Yep, okay. This is from the Galar region, by the way. And there's something really cool about this. It can switch into a hungry mode if you use the Psychic Fangs mode, which is, but well, the basically if you use a charge attack in a trainer battle, well, it mentions Aura Wheel though, so we need to change that. But Psychic Fangs, that isn't right. Charge TM. There we go. Outrage. It's funny how I switched to gyms and raids and then it switched over to outrage and then all of a sudden it... Okay, I'm gonna switch to gyms and raids and see if I can get us to Aura Wheel. I know there's a way with a charge TM. Well, maybe I should just keep it at Psychic Fangs. Yeah, I'll just do that for now. I don't know if it could... Maybe that one just can't learn Aura Wheel. They're probably all just different. For all I know, it might be a 2-star, actually. I just realized that. But there you go. I just realized I just was running on time again. That's the problem with doing a raid is it takes a lot more than just yourself. But there you go. Anyway, we'll put this commercial in very quickly. But we're probably going to go over again, so I'll probably just put a 2-minute in instead to make up for it, because that does make sense. Since we did 2 raids already in these last 2 segments. And for the music, we're going to play, hurry up, tell them one. Let's play, Living on a Prayer, and after that we'll have to play a Freeman song, a very quick Freeman song. Probably, let's play Shivers by Ed Sheeran. I'm hoping that will work, better. Yeah, Stefan just ran away, by the way. If you were noticing that sound, that was a Pokemon ran away. But obviously, I do not care about that one bit, because we need to go to commercial break right now. Anyway, stay tuned. More of the Turkey Fox Radio Morning Call. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Bon Jovi, Ed Sheeran. Yep. Yep, yep, yep. Right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Woo! Anyway, for our final segment, we are going to basically just do a recap and maybe a leaderboard if we have time. But first, we're going to do the recap. For the first segment, basically this is what we did for the first segment. Obviously, we read the weather and trying to think about what else we did. But yeah, we did an excerpt of an AP News story about... and I talked about what the results were. I did read them. They were pretty close. It might be Harris or Trump, but it's going to be a pretty close call. We're probably going to be up all night having to see the results. Who knows? But there you go. And then the second segment, I believe, obviously, we did Food Talk. I literally read 3 quick hot chocolate, easy-to-do hot chocolate recipes. The first one was Mexican hot chocolate. Pretty cool one. Second one, I think, was the adult hot chocolate, which was basically one with peppermint schnapps in it. If I had to guess, an alcoholic version of hot chocolate. And the third recipe was Paula Deen's version of hot chocolate, which is basically a dreamy hot chocolate recipe. Really nice, by the way. Third segment, we talked about Dr. Dre sending... threatening text to his doctor, calling him a racist, although this wasn't always necessarily the case. Also trying to use a burner phone as well. And we also talked about Beyonce endorsing Kamala Harris and also doing a music video promoting people to vote, which is really nice. In the fourth segment, obviously, we always do this. We played Pokemon Go, and we even did a raid on the air with a little help from Aunt Lou, of course. Because it was a new one, we had to have it, of course. No big surprise there. It was Milk Tank. When it's a new Pokemon, you just have to get it. It's no surprise there. So, yeah. But anyway, and of course, I did burn off my remote pass. But I did buy a new one, though, so no big deal. I didn't have enough coins, so there you go. I still have enough coins even to buy more storage and item storage later if I have to. So better save that for later. And also in the next, and after that, we played as Jesse Wild, which is my yellow account. Obviously, I forgot to reveal that, but you probably already knew that anyway. In segment 5, obviously, we played as Jesse Wild, 22-3, which is known as the one of the members on Team Yellow, Team Instinct, whatever. Anyway, sorry about that, but basically, we also did an air raid during that segment, which is why we ran over again, but that was Shinx we did at the Old Mill Feeding Garden, which is basically an electric-type Pokemon, which was also a free star. And by the way, that milk tank I got was a free star, too. And shame on Aunt Lou, because she got a 2-star milk tank, but she kept it anyway, because again, it was a new Pokemon, of course. So, that's kind of unfortunate. But anyway, that was all the Pokemon stuff, of course. We also caught a few other Pokemon in the wild, of course, over here at the house, so good for that. Of course, I had some bad luck myself, but tablet seemed okay, but there wasn't really a whole lot of the map on the tablet, seemed, but who knows. But, and also, a few things I did while I was on break was, with Pokemon, was, I evolved 3 Eevees. One was into Flareon, and there was into Vaporeon, and there was into Jolteon, which was pretty cool. And after that, I got that mission complete, which is evolved 3 Pokemon. And then I got a costume Rowlet, which, in my opinion, was meh. But the good news is, at least it's a free star Rowlet, so I'll take it. I mean, the better news about it is it can evolve. If it did not, though, I would just throw it away then. Simple as that. I think it's the Pikachu. Oh, no, the Pikachu can evolve. I think it was the Eevee and the one other. I think it was Bulbasaur. Yeah, there was a few of them that cannot. No, it was Piplup. Piplup could not evolve. That was one I know of that couldn't evolve. Which is quite bizarre because all the others can, but Piplup can't. It doesn't make any sense at all. It's very unusual. And I wouldn't be surprised if you couldn't carry these over to other games as well, like Pokemon Home and stuff like that. So I don't know. But anyway, that was it for pretty much all that. I just did that while on the break, so you didn't get to see that, hear that. Oh well, I just reveal it to you anyway. But anyway, here we are in the last segment, of course. We're done with the recap, so I don't really feel like going over, so let's just do a brief little weather report here. We'll just go to AccuWeather again. Load up. Come on. We don't have time, but we can try to hurry up and do it. We got like 2 or 3 minutes before, probably 2 minutes, because I don't really want to go over this segment. We'll skip today's weather. I think we'll just do a 7-day forecast. Let's just do a 7-day forecast, yeah. Today, 55 high, 40 low, mostly cloudy for shower. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Tomorrow, 55 high, 36 low, mostly sunny, clear. On Thursday, 56 high, 39 low. Plenty of sunshine in the day, partly cloudy in the night. On Friday, that'll be football day, by the way. That's a Friday. 58 high, 47 low, 15 clouds. Cloudy with late night rain. Well, probably in the very late night, but didn't say anything about 7 p.m., no, but oh well. We'll just have to wait till later and see. And Saturday, 58 high, 39 low, occasional rain, mainly early, becoming partly cloudy. Okay. And Sunday, November 10th, 50 high, 45 low, cloudy with a few showers, evening rain. And on Monday, 51 high, 41 low, cloudy most of the time with overcast skies in the evening. 51 high, 41 low, as I said earlier. I don't know if I said that earlier, but well, just in case. Anyway, that's your brief little weather report there. It kind of is. It's just a forecast, but same thing. Anyway, that is probably going to do it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club at this point, guys. So there you go. So what we're going to do now is we'll put our last commercial in, obviously. What I like to do is I like to play a PSA, close it out with a public service announcement. Once the morning show is just about done, we'll just do a one here. Don't know which one I put in, but well. I'll put this one into, I guess we'll do 3 minutes this time, since, we didn't go over. We're hoping not to go over, that is. And we'll play When I'm Gone by Three Doors Down this time. And one more song we'll play. Still playing. That's good. What's the last song we'll play? That's a 4-minute song, by the way, that it was playing. I just put in, by the way, that is. I want it to be a very hooky song that will be perfect for the last song. Trying to think here. Maybe Unwritten, but that seems pretty long, though. I did How You Remind Me yesterday, by the way. We'll just do that, maybe. I don't know. Probably not Fight Song. Or maybe Chandelier. Nah. Let's just, actually, let's do Unwritten. That may make more sense. Yeah, let's do that. But anyway, that's pretty much going to do it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club, guys. But anyway, I guess I'll hopefully see you on Wednesday, everyone, which will be on Trivia Night, obviously. But until next time, this is the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Hopefully we'll see you on my YouTube channel for the Election Day results. But until then, goodbye, everyone.